What an exciting first guest. Somebody who's been with us in the past and hopefully in the future.
That's a good way of putting it. Her name is Val Camaletti, and she is the owner of Val's Hala Records. And it's record store day again tomorrow.
Yay.
Val, how are you?
Hi, Val.
You know, I was just...
Hi, guys.
How are you, Val?
I am just fine.
Did you hear Wendy try to silence Ryan Burrow? That was embarrassing, wasn't it?
That was... I don't know. That was bad.
I know. Yeah.
I pride myself on my board work, too. So I'll take this one, Kevin, for the team.
Thank you.
But I was just talking to Bill off the air, Val, and you know everybody has these things. Oh, you're going on a deserted island. You can only bring 5 albums. I don't know that I can come up with just a minimal of 5.
Me neither. My suitcase for that deserted island is going to be really packed. The problem is I'm not going to have any food or water, but I'm going to have an awful lot of records.
Do you remember the very first record album you ever bought, Val?
Well, I didn't collect 45s when I was the age that I was when all of this started back in the dinosaur era. But I think you're not going to know this, and I don't know that it's a first record, but there was an instrumental album by an orchestra leader by the name of Bob Sharples, and it was it included a lot of classic songs like Stardust and stuff like that, which I was into in those days. And as I say, this is an era that, I don't know, Paleolithic or some era that comes before time. So it was that kind of stuff. But I do remember one very important record that I bought. I bought it at Rose Records, which was the mecca for anybody who bought music in the 50s. And that was the Belafonte Live at Carnegie Hall, which I still carry, which we still have in stock in vinyl, which was a double album, and I saw him on that tour, and that was 1958 or 59. And it is still one of my, it would probably be a Desert Island album.
All right. Bill, do you remember your first record album?
I don't remember my first, but I was buying loads and loads of 45s when I was in grade school.
There was this little place in Brookfield called the Lemon Tree, and it sold like barrettes and magazines
and 45s.
It was like a weird eclectic mix. And I remember going to buy all these 45s when I was younger.
Yeah. You didn't hang the 45s on your ears.
No.
Place of the barrettes. No.
No, I did not.
Val, do you think is a kid missing out? I mean, so many of us who grew up during the vinyl era, that was an event to go to a store and purchase an album or a 45 and just own it and read the liner notes. But it's not way anymore. You're missing part of the experience, aren't you?
It is now, Bill.
It's coming back.
Now, and that is the joy of what has happened, which is the resurgence of vinyl and the passion with which young buyers, because they always lead the way. Teenagers led the way back then. I don't know if we even had the term teenagers, but they led the way back then, and they're leading the way now, and it is all about vinyl, and they are experiencing that feeling, that experience of putting this record on and reading the liner notes and engaging with the recording itself, and that's very special.
So Record Store Day, it's national? Or international?
It is international now. It's national in that 1,400 stores are participating. It is the 10th anniversary. This 2017 in my life is anniversaries galore, and they all come in 5 and 10 intervals. It's the 10th anniversary for Record Store Day. It is the 55th anniversary of the year that I started at Capitol Records. It is the 50th year that I have been selling records in Oak Park, and it is the 45th anniversary of Val's Hala.
Isn't that awesome?
Impressive, all the way across.
239 Harrison in Oak Park, by the way, and this is tomorrow. Starting at 9 a.m., correct?
Starting at 9 a.m. is when we open the doors. I will warn the public that the folks who are waiting for and hoping for limited edition titles, of which we will have hundreds. Last year, they lined up about 4:45 in the morning.
Good golly. What was the big seller last year?
Pardon?
What was the big seller with the limited edition?
Oh, God, you know, I don't remember. They all run together. Hmm. I absolutely do not remember. That's something that Shane would probably remember, but I don't.
I think Taylor Swift had some special edition last year, some special
edition.
She
did, but I don't think that was it.
That wasn't it?
No. There was a Sun compilation, which is one of those fun things that Record Store Day has done the last few years, where they ask record stores to pick from a bunch of titles on a compilation of unreleased stuff, and they put the record out. And we get to pick the titles we think should be on it. And that's really a Record Store Day fun thing, because it's made especially for that day, and it's made with the help of record store employees. So that's really cool.
Now, if you go to Valhalla, you can peruse the crates and crates of record albums, and there's old ones, and there's brand new ones, and yep. These limited edition ones, there are a lot of new bands that, are they still exclusively releasing on vinyl only?
Mostly not. But they are almost all releasing on vinyl. Very often the new bands, there is a download code that's issued with the LP so that, you know, you don't have to go out and buy a record player for your car. You can actually play it. You can download it and play it in your CD player, your iPod, and all of those other wonderful forms, but there is a vinyl available for playing at home, and they also, in many cases, are releasing both CD and vinyl on new releases.
Val, since you just said you don't have to buy a record player for your car, help us clear something up. This became a topic when I was doing the late night show here for a while. This became a topic one night. There was a company that for a while made a record player that fit in your car. You'd put it kind of on the floor, a little raised up, but it was a record player with, you know, a stylus and a needle and everything. And I don't know exactly how it worked, but that was a thing for a while, right?
It was a very short-lived thing.
Yeah.
And
I wonder why
you're driving, you hit a bump and your record's destroyed, right?
Yeah, we were. There was a post recently on Facebook where somebody was teasing somebody about, you know, a record player in their car, and I said, you know, wouldn't you just love to navigate the Chicago potholes with a record player in your car in the winter?
But Val, do you remember the old record players? They were kind of on a spring a little bit,
yeah.
So you could have some movement, and it
yes.
wouldn't quite skip.
Yes, they weren't quite as delicate. Well, I mean, they were a long way from delicate. I mean, in the old days. The joke was that, you know, whether you put a nickel or a quarter on the arm to keep the needle down,
yeah.
And used to tape money on it. I mean, when albums became real things in the 60s and the 70s, and people started buying very delicate and high-priced turntables, that just became one of those things that made you shudder to think that you could actually tape a nickel on the arm or tape a quarter on the arm to keep the needle down.
It worked.
We really used to do that, but they were a long way from the turntables of today.
I'm trying to think of the first record album I bought. I bought 45s, and I remember, and I just want to test your knowledge here, a song. This was one of the first 45s I bought. It's Good News Week. Do you remember that song?
I have no recollection.
Hedgehoppers Anonymous.
Oh.
Kevin, if you can find that. Hedgehoppers Anonymous. It's Good News Week.
Oh, Lordy.
It's pretty.
I have probably, there's a couple of bands in Chicago that are going to cover that, I know. So I'm going to have to persuade them to do that. That would be just for you.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Entertainment will be happening tomorrow at Valhalla.
Oh, 7 hours of it.
What sort of thing, Val?
We will have live music on the stage kicking off at 11 a.m. Our stage, I always for Record Store Day have the stage hosted and curated by somebody else because we're sort of crazy that day.
You're busy.
So Phil Angotti, who will be doing four shows tomorrow all over the blessed city. Very, very, very prominent Chicago musician who has one of the founders of the Beatle Brothers from many years ago, plays in a bazillion different bands, is extremely talented, is going to be hosting a bunch of people. We have seven bands running every hour starting at 11, including a band called the Dead Freddies doing David Bowie, a band called In Between Days doing a bunch of stuff that they do, which is just awesome. Phil himself doing a Bee Gees set. Rachel Drew, who will be doing a Bee Gees set with Phil, and then also will be doing a Patsy Cline set.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's going to be just awesome. So the music is certainly part of the attraction. And we'll have sales going on all over the store, and we'll have coffee and donuts for the early birds, and we'll have some... we're also kind of combining with both the Friendly Tap and Wire. They're both music clubs in the area, and they're offering all sorts of discounts for people who shop here during the day. We have little cards for them to take with them, and they're going to have music all the way till 3 in the morning, and they're going to have giveaways, and you can win a turntable, and you can win gift certificates and all kinds of stuff. So it's a celebration all over the area and all over the Chicago and all over the United States, actually. I mean, it's really a... it's really a cool day.
Chicago's a little bit ahead of the rest, isn't it, in terms of record stores? We've got quite a number of good stores in and around
the city. We have a phenomenal selection of stores covering the entire metropolitan area of Chicago. I mean, we have three stores out here and more stores, a bunch of them in the city, all the way up through Lincoln Square and into the near north and the West Loop. And I mean, there just are stores everywhere in the area. And we have also just phenomenal musicians. So that a lot of those people are going to be playing at my store, but almost all the stores will be having guests and musicians and all sorts of events that are tied into Record Store Day.
And I think a couple years ago, our producer Kevin went to Nashville for Record Store Day. Did you stop at Jack White's place?
I sure did, and I saw Neil Young there with him.
Yeah, Neil Young was just hanging out at Jack White's record store.
Yeah.
How
he
nice.
Didn't come here, and he's even born on my birthday.
Oh, Val.
Come on.
So that's just unheard of.
Well, I'm going
to
try and
talk to him about that.
I'm going to try and make it out. My son Michael is almost 18, and when he was 14, I remember the first time I took him to Valhalla for Record Store Day. He
One
was
of
there.
My favorite people.
Well, he was there so long, I had to go shopping for a while, and mm-hmm. I said, Val, I'll come back to get him in a couple hours. And I think they were closing, and Michael's like, Mom, could you come get me?
Yeah. And he did a set last year.
He did, and he's playing a private party this year. Otherwise, I would have been
right.
begging
well,
you to play.
You're coming.
I'm going to try and make it, but I want you to hear It's Good News Week by right. Hedgehoppers Anonymous, and maybe it'll ring a bell.
Someone's dropped a bomb somewhere, contaminating atmosphere and blackening the sky. It's Good News Week.
I think it was on, did Parrot have a label?
Yes, it was on Parrot, and I do remember it now that I hear it.
See?
It's no Bob Sharples, Val. You know it. You're
no
thinking
Bob
the same thing I am.
It's not Stardust. No.
All right, she's Val Camaletti. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Congrats on...
Great fun, you guys. Thank you so much for inviting me to talk to you, and I do hope I get to see you. And Bill, you should come too.
I want to. I will do my best. I promise.
We will be here to welcome you.
Thank you, Val.
Thank
a great
you
weekend.
Guys.
Record Store Day tomorrow, Valhalla, 239 Harrison Street in Oak Park. It really is a really good time. Bring extra money, though, because I think last year Michael spent $222 on LPs.
Wow.
Some special editions, and it's a lot of fun. It all starts at 9 a.m., goes till 7 p.m. tomorrow.
I remembered my first, by the way. It was Sound Magazine by the Partridge Family. It was the first full-on album. I had 45s. I had a bunch of 45s, but that was the first time I went and got a whole album.
My first album, it's funny, yours is the Partridge Family.
Yeah.
Mine was Van Halen 1, so 1978.
Oh. Boy, almost identical choices for you and me.
We're very similar.
Almost the same.
And I remember the first cassette I bought was Joe Walsh, Life's Been Good.
Oh, my first cassette was Poems, Prayers, and Promises by John Denver.
I can't hang with
Again,
you
anymore. Again, we have the exact same taste. Who would have thought?
All right, we'll go to Record Store Day. It's really fun, and if you're not near Val's Hala in Oak Park, which
Wendy
is 239,
will drive you.
No,
just pick her up.
239 Harrison in Oak Park starts at 9. If go to your local record store because it's the 10th annual, and really buy some vinyl. That's all I
Why
have
not?
To say.
All right, we'll talk to Judy Pilak next. She has the news for you. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.